Blog
Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome. You're listening to The Leadership Focus, an internet radio show geared to everyday leadership, both at work and throughout your life. Each week, we present you with new ideas, interesting guests, and actionable strategies to help you be an incredible leader with a more balanced life. I'm your host, Lisa Pasbjorg, Executive Coach and CEO of Focus Coaching, a leadership coaching and training firm based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tonight, our topic is the five steps to ensure the downward spiral of fatigue and how to avoid them. And our guest tonight is Jerry Markle. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, so glad to be here, Lisa.
Welcome, Jerry. I'm sorry. I'm just pronouncing things funny tonight. I'm glad to be here tonight, too. Jerry and I just had a brief chat about the internet going down right before this show. So we're dealing with one of the demons of fatigue. And I'm happy to have you here tonight, too. Jerry is a wonderful guest to have. I know her well, and I love her work and admire her work. She's an educational psychologist, an author, a speaker, and an ADHD performance coach. She served on the faculty, the University of Michigan School of Education, and she's authored many books. A renowned expert in reading and performance, Jerry is owner and principal of her own firm, Managing Your Mind. I'm honored to have her here tonight with us to talk to us about proven strategies to improve productivity and decrease stress. Welcome, welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thanks. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited too. So, Jerry, I know that you've had many years of experience to get you here. Tell me a little bit about your journey and what led you to do this work and to get to this place with your scholarship and your writing.
Well, I was trained as an educational psychologist, so my focus was always on watching people learn and providing strategies so they could get done what they needed to do and get it done in an efficient way with less stress than they were experiencing. And I really developed an interest in people who had attention and learning problems. And it turned out that some of the strategies that were researched for that area were excellent when we did seminars and training programs at Fortune 500 companies. It seems like everyone was suffering from distractions and interruptions, and they just felt overwhelmed and terribly stressed.
Yeah, so these are some things that apply to lots of people. They're
right.
What are some of the companies that you worked with? You said you've worked with Fortune 500 companies. Are you ready to mention any of them?
Well, you know, anything from an entertainment company like MTV to a high-profile law firm or bank, any place where people needed to enhance performance, perhaps teaching coaching skills or, you know, executive functioning skills, how you can plan, prioritize, do time management. So some of the critical thinking skills that lead to excellent performance. Many people have, in terms of my specialty in ADD, many people have a sign or two. They're not into attention deficit disorder, but they do have some of the problems, although they have them in a less intense and frequent manner. So when I was consulting, it seemed like there was sort of a mystery. What is going on? It feels like there's almost some demonic forces. And so I came up with some interesting way to entice people to look at some of the barriers to good performance and, you know, real productivity. And so came up with eight typical kinds of things that distract you or interrupt you on the job.
Yeah. So the next question I was going to ask you is, how did that lead to your latest book? So obviously that flows right into that. Tell me about that.
Well, it seemed like some of the strategies were research-based and really very effective. And so here was, I did the manual, I did a book entitled Defeating the Eight Demons of Distraction. And so here we're looking at each demon, how it can affect negatively performance, and what some strategies are to be able to enhance your performance. So the demons include technology, of course, a huge demon that everybody is aware of, the influence of other people in terms of interruptions, the places and the spaces and the kinds of activities that you do, sometimes very tedious activities, allow you to become very distracted. You know, the less you like them, the more distractible you are.
Mm-hmm.
Stress, of course, is going to interfere with performance, as is fatigue. And the last one is an unruly mind, those times when your mind is racing or you're daydreaming, or you, perhaps you're hyper-focusing and excluding other things. And so any one of these factors or demons can begin a cycle of unproductive behavior, and they can act singly or in combination. So if we're talking about fatigue, we might want to think about how stress is involved with fatigue, or how technology is involved with the with fatigue.
I just have to comment, I love this book. I've read
Thank you.
I own this book. I refer clients to this book all the time, because I just think there's so much there that's really useful and really productive. There are so many books out there about these kinds of topics, but this one has really quick tips that you can put into action immediately. And I'll often ask clients to just, you know, pick one and start working on it. And that's enough to get them going, rather than to be overwhelmed with many, many things to be trying at the same time. So it's a great book. Well, as you know, we only have a 30-minute show, so we're going to try to narrow this down to one of the demons. And we had talked about using the demon of fatigue. And one of the reasons that I'm interested in that one is because often I work with clients who are at a certain point in their career where they're very high up but no longer super young, and are really interested in maintaining their vitality, being sharp, being on their game, still being competitive. And fatigue's a big factor. And, of course, all these stress factors, these other things that are coming at them, and the volume of work and the difficulty of work and the pace of work really create a lot of fatigue. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this specifically and kind of focus in on this one tonight. Can you tell me a little bit, can you tell me a little bit about why fatigue is considered a demon, a little more specifically?
Yeah, I mean, we don't think about fatigue and performance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sleep, just sleep, is a critical but often ignored factor that definitely inhibits productivity and gets in the way of performance excellence. And just if you do look at surveys, there's at least 50 to 70 million people who live tired lives. They have poor sleep. Some of them have sleep disorders. And, you know, there's really a very negative impact upon your attention, your memory, your mood, the safety precautions you take, and just general performance. You know, we all have heard of, whether it's a leader or, you know, a person, any other kind of professional or worker who's exhausted when driving,
mm-hmm.
and then zones out and has an accident.
Yeah.
And what are the catastrophic costs in health and productivity when we look at that kind of thing? So driving under the influence of fatigue can be as devastating as driving under the influence of alcohol. But we don't really, it's not really talked about as much.
I get really frustrated when I hear people talk about how little sleep they have,
mm-hmm.
and how they're in work environments where getting little sleep is applauded.
Yes.
The norm is, you know, I get 4.5 hours of sleep, and I find, and kind of, you're a wuss if you need more. And, of course, we know many people need much more sleep, and we know from health statistics that when you start getting into less than 6 hours of sleep on a regular basis, you're really damaging your health over the long term.
But still, we have
this kind of warrior mentality.
Fatigue is really a critical factor for current or aspiring leaders, because fatigue is just going to impair leadership effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And if the leader is not functioning with energy and enthusiasm, that person's not a good role model. And those negative effects cascade down through the organization. And so although burnout and fatigue have always been talked about as a problem for leaders, managers, people in a leadership role, it's especially difficult now. There seems to be, as you said, a new normal, especially with the influence of technology. There's no downtime. I just was looking at one report, and there's an estimate of 247 billion emails being sent each day. Now, how many of those are arriving in a leader's box, mailbox?
Wow.
And I think people are beginning to feel very overwhelmed. So if you're tired and you have a high load, then you're going to really be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not managing, for example, technology, which is contributing to fatigue. And another study I read, AOL did this, and for about over 65% of the people who responded read emails in bed. And over half
interfere with sleep. Yeah.
Right. Over half leave their phones on email alert during the night on the bedstand. So we have new triggers for sleeplessness.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
It's quite tiring.
Sure.
And you know, fatigue makes you more vulnerable to other distractions. So
you're more
apt to keep on the computer or feel stress or not want to do a tedious task when you're tired.
Yeah. So what is the relationship between stress and fatigue? I know you mentioned that earlier.
Well, I think we have to imagine that, if you have fatigue, you're going to be more vulnerable to interruptions, to distractions. You're going to be more irritable.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have less energy. Mm-hmm. All of these are particularly important for a leader. So that if you drain your energy, are you going to have enough strength for the creativity you need and thinking out of the box and having the vision you need? So any kind of stress management technique is going to lower your stress, give you more energy, and any kind of sleep improvement you have is going to make you a little bit more resilient to stress.
Yeah. Good. You know, I have these little things every now and then I pull up for clients. I call them Lisa's Rules. And one of them is everything is harder when you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's amazing how things that seem unsolvable or that you just can't get through or you're stuck with or just seem unbelievably hard suddenly seem possible when you're not exhausted. So, you know, your point is well taken. Now, I know we talked about this sort of in an interesting switch way. Instead of talking about the five tips to prevent fatigue, we talked about five steps to ensure the downward spiral. So let's talk about what the five things are people could do that would ensure the downward spiral of fatigue, and then talk about strategies to get out of them. So what are some things that people often do that send them into this downward spiral of fatigue?
Yeah, I think one is they don't even think about sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally unaware of it.
Okay.
Just, have no, sense. Two, if they have some signals, they don't pay attention to them. That's another step. Three, they just abuse their energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
Four, they're overstressed and leading to exhaustion. And three, they don't have any think time. They don't allow themselves, So they're just running, overwhelmed, hassled, no time to rest. And so they're living, you know, on a fast track, but the fast track is getting a downward spiral in productivity and general health.
Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I especially like that one, no think time. You know, we don't often think of that as related to fatigue, but you're right. It definitely is.
Well, in terms of leadership, if there's one thing a leader needs to do, it's think. That leader needs to be able to do the analysis, the problem solving, the decision making. And if they're tired, that's going to be impaired. And we also talked about the creativity, you know, thinking out of the box.
Right.
And another thing is that, you know, leaders need to motivate people. They need to lead. And without the energy and the enthusiasm, they're just falling down on the job. They need to learn. How many people can read and remember and then apply new knowledge? But in this society, you've got to keep moving with your learning. And the other last thing is that you really, a leader really needs some stamina. They've got to be resilient and persevere under stressful conditions, under bad economic conditions, under crisis conditions. So, you know, fatigue really is a critical element in terms of what attributes leaders need in order to find excellence in their jobs.
Sure, sure. All excellent points. I'm going to take a little break here and just remind people where we are. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to the Leadership Focus radio show, and you can listen to us live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time or download the show to listen later. I'm your host, Lisa Pasbjorg, and we're talking tonight with Dr. Jerry Markle about the demons of distraction and particularly fatigue. So, Jerry, let's go back to this. We talked about the five things that would ensure the downward spiral, and one was to don't even think about sleep. Two was ignore the signals of fatigue. Three was abuse energy level. Four was that they're overstressed. And five was not allowing any think time. And we talked about those not providing the energy and the stamina and the creativity that leaders and potential leaders need. So what strategies would you use to prevent the downward spiral? Let's talk about what the strategies are that our listeners can begin to think about implementing.
Okay, well, the step one is just to increase awareness. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to be aware, but everybody else is. You may think you're doing everything right, but, you know, somehow you're really very irritable or impatient.
Yeah.
Or you start doing this all or none, now or never thinking. You sort of get rigid, backed in a corner. Or you're slouching and walking slowly. Or all of a sudden there's lots of inaccuracies, or you can't find things, you're forgetful, disorganized. And so when you see these kinds of signs, you want to begin to question, you know, how often am I running on empty? Is fatigue really interfering with my creativity or my motivation or my memory? And so, you know, you want to just assess yourself. Maybe keep a sleep journal. You know, ask yourself, what's sapping my energy these days? Is it the stress? Am I not getting enough sleep? So step two would be to start taking action. You know there's a problem. Just try a solution. The easiest thing is say, can I go into bed a half hour early? Can I make sleep a top priority? Can I maybe set an alarm an hour before I want to go to sleep and make sure that I do something restful so that by the time I get to bed, I will have a good night's sleep? And, you know, do I need some breaks during the day? Even 5 minutes, even 10 minutes of doing something calming, having a visualization, you know, just seeing something humorous can help you. So that second step is to take action.
Mm-hmm.
A third thing is to stop this constant state of overwhelm. You know, be assertive, say no nicely. You're a leader, you're competent, but you don't have to do everything. perhaps you need to be a little bit more ruthless about delegating. And perhaps you need to turn everything off with what I call an electric lockdown. And so perhaps for an hour, you know, we have a no-fly zone by the bed. There's no gadgets, okay? Step number four would be to stop multitasking. There is a myth and a madness about multitasking. And the newest research tells us that you can't do two things simultaneously and have them both be effective.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's some things that you can do that you've done 1,000 times. You're putting food away or supplies away and talking on the phone. Those kinds of things you probably can do. But if you think you're going to do your email and carry on a conversation, everybody knows you're not paying attention. And so you're not going to be as effective and productive if you're multitasking in an inappropriate way. So the thing would be to set a couple of things that you want to do one at a time. And the last really big thing is to consider fatigue and safety. Don't drive when fatigued. Don't use power tools. There was one executive was using a power tool, left it in the garage to answer the phone. A kid walked in. Luckily, nothing happened. Another VP of a soda company came home. The kid's kite was on the roof, was in the loafers, and said, "Oh, it's just for a minute." Walked up the ladder, fell off the ladder with the wrong shoes. And that was just because too tired to take the extra minute for caution.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some 5 steps that might help. Being aware, taking action, stop being overwhelmed by delegating and perhaps using an electric lockdown, stop multitasking, and stay safe.
Great, great. You know, I'm thinking about these. I know all kinds of examples of these, even as you're talking about them. I have been working with a very high-level executive who was doing some work on executive presence. And when I did some shadowing with him and followed him around, I realized in meetings, he was sitting in meetings yawning while people mm-hmm. were talking, literally like putting his head in his hands while
wow.
people were talking. And, you know, how people have an inner critic going on saying, you know, he doesn't like me, he's not listening to me, he thinks this is the stupidest thing he's ever heard in his life. And it was all about fatigue.
Right.
But he was not aware that he was doing that. And,
exactly.
And it was just really exactly. showing up for other people. And then I had an example personally where I was running really hard in anticipation of a big, big event and working too hard and not getting enough sleep, and some things had come up and they'd kind of converged. And I went to warm up my cup of coffee in the microwave for, it was like a little less than a half a cup, for 22 seconds, except I picked 22 minutes.
Oh,
and it blew up all over the place and made a huge mess, which did not speed up my day in a good way.
We call those episodes of distractibility. We call those the goops and the glitches. So I have a newsletter that you can sign up for at jerry@managingyourmind.com.
Good.
And every newsletter starts with the goofs and glitches. So we have to be sort of gracious and use a little humor with ourselves. 'Cause some of these things sound so simple. And the simpler they are, sometimes the harder they are to begin to initiate. But if you can do just one thing, as you were saying, Lisa, you can get a high yield of results. And just, you know, a half hour more sleep allows you to get up a little bit more refreshed, allows you to get out of the house, ensures that you don't forget your keys, your glasses, and your wallet when you leave, and just make sure that the day starts a little better. So
Yeah, you're right. The simpler things. Sometimes when you tell people about simple things, they think, well, you know, that's easy. You know, that's not rocket science. But it's not knowing what it is that's the hard part. It's just picking something and actually doing it.
Right.
And they don't work if you don't do them and you don't do them regularly. And it takes some practice to build those new habits.
Right. Lisa, I'm going to do a couple of teleseminars, free teleseminars. May I take the opportunity just to announce that? Right. Well, the first three Tuesdays of January, starting at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be talking about the first one, the eight demons of distraction, then hit the technology demon and the others demon the third week. And
great.
Just try and help people turn their intentions into actions for the new year. So,
Great. So
they
can you tell people again how to find that really quickly because there might be
Sure. I'm going to announce it in the newsletter. So if people want to just sign up for the newsletter at jerry@managingyourmind.com or on the website managingyourmind.com.
Good.
And I'll send some announcements.
Good. Okay. Great. So is there any particular piece of advice? I see we're getting close to the end of our show here, but I'd like to kind of wind this up with any particular piece of advice that you really want to leave with our listeners?
Well, if people are feeling brave, and if they think they're suffering from some symptoms of fatigue, they might ask those nearest and dearest to give them some feedback about it. No, that's not something that we usually tell people to do because people are quite skittish. But, you know, those around us really can tell whether it's from yawning or, you know, you might be getting headaches because you're tired, who knows what. And so sometimes if you think your performance is lagging, you could ask people, especially those who care about you, who will be kind, to see if it's fatigue or some other problem that they can see. And sometimes, of course, if you are having sleep problems, it's very important to contact your physician or a mental health worker to find out, is stress stopping you from sleeping? Do you have sleep apnea? Is there some other problem that you're confronting?
Good, good. And sometimes a coach, right?
And sometimes a coach.
Sometimes a coach can be very helpful. Okay. So Jerry, I know you've written a bunch of books. I know you have one coming up. Can you tell us kind of what's next for you in terms of your work? One of the things that I love about you is you always have all kinds of things cooking, and I never talk to you and you don't have something new coming up. So tell us a little bit about where you're going from here.
Well, when I wrote The Demons of Distraction, The Eight Demons, what happened is I raised a level of awareness and gave some, you know, tips. And it became clear that people needed more and more in-depth. So now I'm working on a how-to guide so that if people really want to change their behavior and specifically deal with fatigue or, you know, reducing the impact, the negative impact of technology, I'm going to come out with exercises, ways you can assess, and actual contracts that you can make with yourself or different techniques you can do. And hopefully we'll get that into an online course.
Wonderful. And you're writing another book too, aren't you?
Right. That's the guide.
Okay.
That'll be
okay. So the guide and the book are the same. Great.
Right.
Great. And can they find out about that if they sign up for the newsletter then you're going to be announcing as that becomes more available?
Yes. The other products I have, I decided to really appeal to different learning styles. So I made a deck of cards that are funny and cute that have tips or brochures, and that's all at my website, www.managingyourmind.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jerry. This has been great.
Well, thank you, Lisa. You know I always enjoy and respect you. So
I really enjoy
Bye-bye.
And respect you, too. It's been great.
Thanks a lot.
Yes. Thank you all for joining us tonight, Leadership Focus, the show which gives you new ideas, interesting guests, and actionable strategies to help you be an incredible leader with a more balanced life. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have, please go to blogtalkradio.com and become a friend or make us a favorite. To sign up for our free newsletter with more tips and strategies you can use, go to focuscoaching.net on the web. Until next time, this is your host, Lisa Pasbjorg, urging you to be a better leader every day. Bye. Gee, huh? You were rushing me. I don't know why. I was watching it. I started that too soon.
Well, it was weird because it said 1 minute left.
No, it said 3 minutes up here when you were sticking fingers and you were sticking fingers in front of me and I could see it.
I won't do that again, but this seemed like it added an extra minute, but it shouldn't have. It's weird.
Hmm.
Well, I noticed every once in a while that countdown thing would hang up and all of a sudden it would catch up. I need to tell you how long that music clip is, too, so you know.
Right, I started it too soon.
Right. Well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, once that's done, people will think the show's over. Wait and listen to nothing.
Right. Right, so I probably should